We believe with a concise and more clarifying mission and vision, now is the right time to take another bold step forward, to bring clarity to who we are and where we are going. I believe it's time for us to change our name from the Anchorage Baptist Temple to Mountain City Church. We are launching several new initiatives. One of them, again, we have spoken about before. We're calling it this, the Gospel Project Alaska. We want to share the gospel with every Alaskan, in person or by name. This is our vision, this is our mission, this is what we're all about. Our second initiative is this. We're gonna sum it up under Impact Alaska. We had a different name, I've changed it on them. I want you to think about Impact Alaska. I wanna think about how we bring light to our state. We feel that our mission is to be on the offense, to bring light to our community and making an even greater investment in three areas. Areas we're already involved with. First is this, Recovery Alaska. Impact Alaska, we are going to start a new ministry called Light Up Alaska. Light Up Alaska is this. We need to go on the offensive by presenting moral truth and biblical values in a positive light. Listen, we believe there is no greater investment we can make than expanding our influence than that of Anchorage Christian Schools. That brings us to the last initiative, Mountain City Life. Mountain City Life. What do I mean by Mountain City Life? A place where people can find hope, a place where people know your name. That's what this church should be all about. A place, listen to this, where everyone is on a team or in a group.
On a team or in a group. It seems like 20 years ago that message happened. That was one of the most difficult sermons I think I've ever given as a young pastor, selling a new vision about where we're going and what we're all about. I'm just telling you, it has been an exciting year. Amen? I mean, announcing a new name. I mean, the whole city's up in arms. They don't know what to think about it. All your friends are like, what's going on over there? Jesus, that's what's going on over there. So who are we? We were changing our name to Mountain City Church, and our idea was we want to be the light of the world, a city on a hill, what it looks like for us to represent Christ in the entire state of Alaska. And if you remember, we talked about our vision and our mission and what it was, and our vision was this, transforming every Alaskan with the salt, light, and love of Christ. And so you hear us talking about that all the time. And what is our mission? Our mission is to develop Christ-centered world changers who what do what? Make a big deal about following Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm so sick of sorry Christians who don't even smile. They don't act like they're excited. They don't act like Jesus rose from the grave. I mean, you would think, what God do they worship? He must be dead, because they're dead. Right? I mean, that's the idea. And so then we launched these incredible initiatives, and we're going to talk about those today. I'm so far behind, I got to get talking quickly, so I'm going to speed up. So here we go. We had this first initiative, this amazing idea that we were going to do what? We were going to reach every Alaskan with the gospel. We called it the Gospel Project Alaska, and I'm telling you what, it has been proven to be a difficult task. Technology and everything we're trying to find and how to share the gospel with everyone in Alaska systematically and organized. Finding churches that will partner with us, that's a whole other challenge as well, amen? And so we're excited about the Gospel Project Alaska. And then you heard AAK, Impact Alaska. I changed the whole title on them. We have defined it as Light Up Alaska. What does it mean for us to be the light of the world? Being willing to wrestle against the issues of darkness. I mean, they're all around us, and who's pushing back? I see a lot of garbage out on television. It's all pushing darkness on us, but who's pushing light back on them? And so I believe that we have gotten involved in that, our recovery ministry. We're going to be talking about that at the end. It's amazing what's happening. Our prison ministry, what it means for us to be training believers to make a difference politically in our city. Lots of exciting things with Light Up Alaska. But then we also have our change of our school, our name change down at our school. To Mountain City Christian Academy and all the major exciting things that are happening down there. And then the third thing was this, Mountain City Life. Everyone on a team and in a group. everyone on a team in a group. So I'm going to do something really quick that I don't have time for. If you have started coming to our church in the last 12 months, since our announcement of our new name, I want you to stand to your feet. If you started coming to our church, stand to your feet. That is awesome. Give them a hand. Well, they, hey, wait. Stay standing. All of you who are on a team, a serve team in our church, I want you to stand to your feet. If you're on a serve team, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet as well. All right, give them a hand. All right, everyone. Wait, we have a lot of work here. Everyone who's in a small group, stand to your feet. If you're in a small group, stand to your feet. Listen. Amen. You may be seated. Now listen, we want everyone on a team and in a group. I didn't see everyone standing. That was not the purpose of that, by the way. But we are excited about Mountain City Life. You want to know why we're excited about Mountain City Life? Because Mountain City Life transforms people. Watch this video and see how lives are transformed.
Inviting her to VBS with my other friends, and she really liked it, and so I invited her to the next VBS and the next.
Once we met, she kind of started to teach me more about God, and then she brought me to more VBS.
And then I brought her to summer camp.
When I got to summer camp, it just looked like I could make a lot of friends, and it would be fun with Sydney and stuff. So I was really sad about leaving my family, but I knew that we would have a really fun time.
So I just wanted to have a friend that would be with me the entire time and be in my cabin, and that she was able to have a time with me and God.
At VBS, I got to meet Kaylee, and she was a super cool girl. At camp, I found out that she was gonna come, and I found out that Sydney and Kaylee were both gonna be in my cabin.
When I got saved, we were in chapel, and
she handed me a little note. She was like, oh, I wanna get saved, but I am too scared. I don't wanna do it in front of everybody. And I was like, we can talk about that later, in the cabin. That's no big deal.
That night, I decided that I was going to do that, and it was kind of really hard for me, and I started tearing up.
We both started crying. It was really emotional, but it was great. She ended up giving her life to the Lord, and I was super happy because I think that was the first time that I was able to share the gospel with a child that understood. You could tell that there was a change in her life.
Knowing that Sydney is going to be there for me and be able to help me throughout my journey, learning about God, and being able to know that I can go to church with her and learn more every day.
Listen, this is why we need to invite people to church. We need to be bold. We need to go out there. All these kids need to be bold, just like Sydney did for Kaylee. They need to be able to learn what God can do for them and who He is at such a young age. That way they can grow and live to be just like Him.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, guys. Mountain City Life, what it means to be part of a team, in a group. I've got with me right here, Zach. Zach, you are the man, just so you know.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm Zach Williams, and you probably have seen my beautiful wife up here singing. She does a great job. And doesn't that just fill you with joy?
Amen.
Seeing that impact that sets a foundation that's going to launch the children well. That's going to serve them for years to come.
Absolutely. You know, it's exciting to see kids involved, but it's amazing that the transformation that happens in a person's life. So talk to us a little bit about 2023, Zach. Obviously, you're new to the job. It's a big job.
Yeah.
It's not small. And just share with us a little bit about what's going on back there.
Yeah. So we have around 160 to 180 kids come through our program every single week.
Amen.
To put that in perspective, the church that I grew up my whole life going to has between 180 and 200 people attend every week. So we literally have a church worth of kids coming through our program, and we get to share with them the love of Christ. You know, one of the things that we believe is that Christ starts with us, and that our leaders get to show them that we have bus kids that come in, we have a whole bunch of different families, and our volunteers have the opportunity for 1 hour to show those kids the love of Christ.
Amen. Amen. It's been exciting. Zach, obviously, is new in the department, and we're so excited about everything that's happening back there. So tell me a little bit about 2024. I mean, we've had 2023. We've been celebrating. We're excited. We're seeing lives change. Kids are bringing kids. What are we looking forward to?
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm passionate about is that I believe kids can have a genuine saving faith even at a young age. But it might look different than yours or mine. I remember I was scared into accepting Christ when I was 5 years old. My brothers threatened me with the threat of hell, but I got saved. And for me, though, yeah, that's great, three older brothers. But it was a genuine decision. And my theology wasn't perfect, but I knew Christ, and I loved him. And that's what we want to encourage the kids, is that they can have a genuine saving faith right here, right now. It might not have perfect theology. They might not be able to list all the books of the Bible perfectly, but they can know Christ. They can know what Christ has done for them, and they can build a foundation that'll change the trajectory of their lives.
Amen, amen. How many of you were saved as a young child? Raise your hand. I was saved at five. So that's amazing. That's fantastic. Zach, we are so excited about what's going on in the kids' ministry. I'll tell you what. Tear it up. Make a difference. Let's give Zach Williams a hand.
Yeah, thank you.
So not only do we have a kids' ministry, we already also have a youth ministry. Yes, we can do this and that and the DAP and... You know, I got to keep up. I'm the old, you know, the old youth guy. This is what happens. You go gray.
Hey, you look good.
Yeah, yeah. So Anthony Perpero is our new youth pastor this year. Yeah. Give us the breakdown. What's happening back there?
Man, the youth group is super fun. I've been the youth pastor for a year along with Jake, who is with our bus students right now. But man, the 2023 was really fun. We had about 160 people between our Wednesday night service and our Sunday morning service, which was really, really cool. And in 2023, we saw 10 students get baptized, which was really special.
Amen.
Between this is really cool, between Youth Week, which is our VBS, between Youth Week and Fusion and our weekly youth services, we saw about 150 decisions for Christ this year, which
Amen.
Is so awesome. God, praise God, he is doing it in Alaska with young people right now, so we are extremely excited about that. And even something I'm thinking about when I think about Fusion is I remember being here. I feel it's a picture I'll never forget. I was right over there, and Pastor Nate Crew was preaching, and we saw these front few pews weren't here, and there were hundreds of students on their knees crying out to God. They were on their knees. There wasn't enough space up here, so they were on their knees in all the way down the aisle, halfway to the back of the door. It was just so awesome to just see young people crying out to God here and back in August this past year.
You know, so it is the next generation, and we've got to pass the love of Christ onto them, and they're passionate about it.
Right.
It's exciting to see it. I'll tell you. So we finished 2023. Lives are transformed. We're making a difference. Let's talk about 2024. What are you thinking?
Jake and I were excited about 2024. 2024, first of all, we are doing our first... I think it might be the first one ever. I didn't run this by you. It was it's the first winter
are we doing this?
Youth retreat.
It's been a while.
A youth retreat for the high school students in the winter. We're really excited to do that. So that's something new we're doing in 2024. But I think in the past year that we've been here, Jake and I, it's just been really fun just establishing relationships with these students. So we're just so excited to just come back alongside them for another year. We're excited to, we're here, we're committed, we're excited to be here and just to continue to develop relationships with them and watch them grow spiritually in 2024 is something we're really looking forward to.
Yeah, I think that as we've been talking, one of the most difficult things with youth is getting to know parents.
Yes.
Yes. You parents are not easy to know, just so you know that.
The youth department's also a pretty far, long way away from here.
Yes.
So if we're over there, we just don't cross paths a lot.
Yeah. Journey back that direction, parents. Introduce yourself to Anthony. He'd love to get to know you. Anthony Perpero, give him a hand. I love you, buddy.
Appreciate you, buddy.
I'm excited about youth ministry again. Next generation. Now, who do we have coming up here? We got Josh Velez. Give him a hand. So, Josh, tell me what you do, where you're going, where are you coming from?
Yeah, well, I work with our young adult ministry, The Gathering. You guys sit up
Woo!
Here in the front. Yeah.
High energy right here. This is what we love.
Yes, we love it. So we meet on Thursday nights in the student union at 7 o'clock. We have free food and Bible study and worship, and so it's a lot of fun.
It's exciting. So talk about 2023. Do a recap. What's been going on back there?
Yeah, well, a lot of exciting things. Obviously, we have small groups going on and also going through the book of John right now. But a couple of kind of cool numbers for you guys. This past 3 months, we've been averaging about 90 people at our weekly attendance, which is about 38% more than last year. We had about 65 around this time. So,
exciting.
Really excited about that, yeah. We also this past year saw over 10 professions of faith, so really excited about that as well. We have over 30 volunteers serving in different teams. We have teams from all different places. We have worship tech teams. We have connections. We have food teams, setup, teardown, like all different areas where people are getting involved using their gifts for God's glory. And also we have over 40 young adults this past semester meeting every single week in small groups outside of Thursday.
Wow.
So, you know, coming together in Christian community, learning about the Lord and studying his word. So
it's so exciting to see young adults who's like teenagers and kids, they got to come. You know, college kids are coming on their own, and it's exciting to see God moving. I'll tell you what, they bring life, they bring passion, they're serving. It is absolutely thrilling. Yeah. So 2024, what do you got for me?
Well, we're really excited. We have a lot of events going to be planned this next year, and one thing that we're really excited about is we actually have our own winter retreat as well. And statistically, 66% of young adults leave the church for at least a year, which is a significant portion. And I think a lot of that is because we don't have our foundation on the Lord. We don't really know why we believe what we believe. And so this retreat is really going to focus on our firm foundation being on the Lord. Why do we believe what we believe? Why do we come to church? Why do we do the things that we do? And we really want to focus on building that foundation going into the new year, but also, you know, we're young adults. We have the rest of our lives. We have, you know, careers, we have families that we're looking forward to in the future. How can we really build that foundation and focus on the Lord looking forward to the rest of our lives? So we're really excited for that coming up this year.
Yeah, you guys think you're busy. And you have no idea. But it's coming.
Yeah.
Well, we are excited about what's happening in college ministry, Josh. I'll tell you what, we're making a big difference. One of the biggest college ministries in the whole state of Alaska. Give him a hand. So Chris is out of town. He would be talking about our adults, so I got Preston here. So Preston, you got your phone. You're all technical and the whole nine yards. Talk to me, Preston, about adults. What's happening in our adults here in this church?
We're changing the world. actually, you guys are. Seriously, I wanted to share a couple of numbers, specifically of things that you probably saw in here, or at least a few of these. This year in our church, we had 800 first-time guests come to our church,
amen,
which is just so cool. They're seeing us online, and they're hearing about us from you guys telling others, which is really cool. More importantly, we had 138 professions of faith this year,
amen,
in our church. Is that so cool or what? As a result of that, we had 78 people then take the next step and get baptized, which you guys saw in here. Yeah, please clap for that. That's amazing. Also, we had 96 people join our church. They went through the front door. They said, I want to join Mountain City Church's mission of reaching this state for Christ. Which I just wanted to share that because I was doing some study on church health, whatever, a few years ago. And I remember reading an article and it said, the average Southern Baptist church has 2 baptisms a year. We have 78 this year. Praise God. That is not what's going on. Like, wait, I don't think those churches are doing something bad. We just have an abundance of God's blessing here, and I'm
amen,
so excited
our
that that is
excited,
happening.
Absolutely.
So, but as far as specific ministries outside of this room, we have lots of things for adults. Number one, we have a ministry that ministers to marriages, those who are engaged, about to get married, and those who are currently married, called Prepare and Enrich. And we had 20 different couples go through that this year. We were able to minister to them. We also, with our groups that we've been launching every semester, last year we trained 26 new group leaders.
Amen.
So those 26 new group leaders with our current group leaders that were already trained, all their groups put together, we have over 400 people meeting groups throughout the city throughout the week.
Amen.
Which, I mean, that's almost half our church, which is awesome. Also, pastoral care, that's things that are just, they're not planned for, you know, marriages. It's not like we're like, oh, we're going to have 6 marriages this year. We don't know. We have marriages, funerals. We don't know when that's going to happen. Someone who's elderly and needs help at their house, just these random things that happen. We never know. But we were able to minister to over 50 different families for these various things that are going on. It's almost one a week. Something was going on. They called us, let us know, and we were able to minister to their families, which was also really cool. And I have 2 specific stories I want to share of my favorite things that happened this year. Number one, we have been building teams trying to implement the leadership pipeline throughout all the different ministries. And specifically with guest services, you guys probably notice every week when you walk here, we have greeters out there. We have our connection center. We have our coffee people. We have our ushers. All that with our different teams. It's four different teams. And Michelle and Gelke has stepped up to be a coach who's overseeing all those teams. Where's Michelle? She's got to be in here somewhere. Michelle, you're probably hiding in the back. She's back there. Everyone look back and say hi, Michelle. She is amazing, Michelle. Thank you so much. It's so cool. She stepped up. She's leading. You know, sometimes us as staff, like, we have so many things to do. It's nerve-wracking, though, to ask someone to take responsibility because you're like, oh, am I burdening them? But Michelle's just said, no, I have a passion for this. I love this. I want to help out. And it's Amen. So cool seeing her do much better than I ever could do and leading all those guys. So thank you, Michelle. That is one of my favorite stories from this year. And my second story that I love is of Tyler Cobb. Where's Tyler at? He said he's in here. Tyler, where are you at? Say hi, Tyler. Okay, I made him come up on stage earlier this year. But you know, it's so cool to see what happened. Tyler got saved at the beginning of the year. It was so cool. He was mean mugging me for my entire sermon. that means like he was giving me a stink eye.
I'm not that old.
Okay, just making sure. And I was like, man, I just don't even want to look in this guy's direction. But we met, and he ended up getting saved in our meeting, and it was at the time that we were starting small groups, and so I said, hey, man, why don't you join my small group? And he said, sure. And through this year, Tyler has grown so much. Amen. I mean, just so much. To the point where now, I think at the end of next semester, he's going to be starting a group. That's what's next. he's going to lead a group. Also, he's serving in our kids' ministry. I mean, just his life has totally changed. It has been so cool to see, and that's my favorite story from this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, obviously, Mountain City Life wrapping it all up, 2024. What are you thinking?
I think we've seen since we launched groups from just typically Sunday school to groups Sundays as well as throughout the week. I think we're just excited to see more groups develop. Considering every semester we've done that, we've had more group leaders trained, more people have joined groups, and as a result, stories like Tyler happen. And so I'm hoping in 2024 we have more and more of you step up to say, I want to lead a group, more and more of you join a group, and your life changes, and we can celebrate it at the end of next year.
Amen, guys. Give Preston a hand. Yay. Appreciate you. So, Mountain City Life is a big part of what we're doing around here, but Gospel Project Alaska is what we're all about. It fits into our vision and everything about our mission. So we got Spencer Moore, my son-in-law. Talk to me a little bit about what in the world is going on with Gospel Project Alaska.
Absolutely. So Gospel Project Alaska is an initiative really spurned from your initial message this January, and you guys already saw the clip when he pitched the vision of reaching all of Alaska with the gospel. And so that's a big vision, a lot more than just our church can do. So we've been able to partner with other churches and other organizations that are also have that goal in mind. And so I'm going to ask you to take out your phone in church. So go ahead
Amen.
And grab your phone.
Get your phone.
And we're going to talk about the Bless Every Home app really quick. We launched this tool. If you go to mountaincity.church, down at the resources tab, you'll see an app that we as our church have put out that's going to have a resource for you guys. It's called Bless Every Home, and it is a resource that you guys can use for reaching your neighborhoods and your communities with the gospel. So far, we have about 180 people in our congregation who have downloaded this app. We have over 5,000 people that have adopted a home, and what that means is they've either prayed for or cared for their neighbors. And then we've had over 30,000 prayers recorded through this app. So this is a way for us to be able to quantify a vision that we put out. Yeah. And so it's a tool that we want to grow. I was talking to my wife last night, and we said 180, we can do a lot better than that. I bet you we have over 1,000 people here this morning. So grab your phone out, download that app, and let's get started. Connect with John Cunningham on our staff. He'll be out in the lobby at the end of service. And this is a great tool that we're using. But again, I mentioned being able to partner with other organizations and churches. So we got a quick video that we're going to show you guys that's going to be one of the partners that we have chosen to really impact Alaska this year.
Amen.
To reach all of Alaska with the gospel, we realized that this was a bigger task than we could accomplish on our own. So we partnered with Arctic Barnabas. And Rob, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Spencer. So Arctic Barnabas Ministries exists for a simple reason. We exist to strengthen and encourage pastors and missionaries in remote Alaska so that they can more effectively advance the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about how we've been able to start that partnership. I know it's started this year, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, well, so first, thank you for that partnership. So you all came alongside us and donated to support our ministry family retreat. That is our signature annual event held at Victory Bible Camp, where we bring pastors and missionary families from all across the state, and we just love on them for a week. Beyond the ministry family retreat, you all also took care of the needs of a pastor who works far out west. He had let us know that he could really use a four-wheeler. And the people of Mountain City made that happen. And we're so excited to have your partnership to bless him with that, to advance his ministry out west. And you all are helping us with our Blessing Box program, where we look to just love on these pastors and families by essentially adopting them and sending them things that they need and that will encourage them.
You know, and that's what we're all about here at Mountain City Church, reaching the state of Alaska with the gospel of Christ. Rob, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'd just add my thanks. We so appreciate you and your partnership in helping us advance the gospel across the entire state of Alaska.
Thanks again, church family.
Amen. You know, Spencer, it is amazing if we could get every church to get focused on gospel preaching or sharing one community, one person at a time, we could have the state covered in a time at all.
Absolutely. And so one of our other initiatives is called Light Up Alaska, and that's the second thing that I kind of work on here at the church, really is our outreach program. And so really it's the salt and the light, something you share a lot about from Matthew 5. We had a series about City on a Hill, I believe, earlier in the year, if you recall. So salt and light, what does that look like? And so how do we do that for our church? And so we have a couple of groups. Here's a plug for groups. We have a couple groups that we have, one being Biblical Citizenship, led by Lauren Baxter. I know he's here in the congregation somewhere. Lauren, if you're here, raise your hand somewhere. He's right there in the back. Lauren Baxter, he leads our Biblical Citizenship class, and that is to train and equip our church members and also community members to get engaged in what it looks like to really engage our culture. And so that is a biblical-based cultural engagement course. And so he's got information in the lobby that he'll be talking to you guys about. If you're interested, I think we've already completed two classes, and we've had over 40 people in each class, so it's a great resource. The second group that we have is the Perspectives group, and that's led by Marty and Grace Bellerive. Where is Marty and Grace? Where are you guys at? They're right here in the back. So Marty and Grace, they have been leading Perspectives. We've done two here at our church. We did one here on site a year or so ago, and then we did a fall intensive over at Victory Bible Camp. And so that is a great resource that we provide our people, and it's essentially a missions course. It's becoming a world Christian, getting out of our bubble in our church, and how do we really expand our vision of what it looks like to be a world Christian. So that course, they're going to have a couple of spring courses that they're going to have information in the lobby at the end of this service. So I'm really excited about that. The last thing I want to touch on really quickly is Impact Alaska. We have partnered with ACF Church and about a dozen other churches in the state of Alaska, all across Alaska, actually, to take a Sunday morning and really go out and serve our community. And so that's linking up with one of our local partners. That's rolling up our sleeves and really serving. And my goal is to not just to be once a year. That's obviously the springboard when it's thawing out in May here. But we'll be, again, doing that again this year, but really looking how we can impact our community and really get engaged.
I'll tell you what, we cannot get more engaged with other churches in this community. Amen?
Amen.
You're doing a fantastic job. Spencer Moore, give him a hand. Light Up Alaska, Gospel Project Alaska. Listen, after the service today, we got Mrs. Parker, Dr. Parker coming out here. In the lobby, we've got all kinds of ministries happening. But with that said, Dr. Parker, we are honored. Tell us, Mountain City Christian Academy, another new face. You have been baptized in the realm of Mountain City life in Mountain City Christian Academy. Talk to me. How are you doing? What's going on down there?
I'm doing great. I've just spent 25 years in public education, and here I am. I'm not looking back.
Amen. That's exciting. So tell us what's been going on down there, 2023. How are we doing?
We are doing great. We have the same initiatives as the church. Really, the schools are an extension of the church.
Amen.
We capture, we inspire, and we equip. So the capture is the fun part. That's all the vibrant student life, and I'm surprised no one has mentioned this yet, but our incredible basketball tournament that we had last night.
Yes. So come on, bring it.
I mean, it's you or me, so.
No, it's you. You're on it. So our girls took first place at our tournament last night. Give them a hand. Are they in the house? And our boys took second, which is awesome. So give them a hand.
Yeah, incredible.
Woo!
Aside from our athletics, we also have an incredible music and arts program. One of my fondest memories so far is my first week. Dr. Ben Carson came with Mrs. Carson.
Yes.
And she jumped right into the orchestra class, grabbed that violin, started playing with the kids.
Amazing.
Pretty incredible moment. So we have a vibrant student life here. We're very great at making a big deal about Jesus and having fun doing it.
Amen.
So capturing is a wonderful, wonderful part. And then the Inspire is really the partnership we have with the church. You've seen the incredible Christmas extravaganza, the spectacular, the fall festival. We do a lot of great community events here. And the people that you see seated here at this couch, they're also ministering within our schools.
Amen.
They're coaching basketball. They're preaching. Our worship team, our kids get to see that same worship team. So the inspiration is definitely there. And then the Equipped is our incredible teaching staff.
Amen.
In the preschool and in the K through 12 Mountain City Christian Academy. They're certified professionals, and they are constantly pouring into the lives of our students. It's really incredible to see.
Absolutely. And our goal, we had a big goal. We want to try to double our school's attendance here in the next few years. Like, whoo, that's a big deal. So talk to us about 2024. What can we look forward to? What's happening?
So our first initiative is we are going to increase the capacity of our preschool. So right now we serve infant through preschool, which is age 4, and we only have a permit for 120. So we are going to increase our capacity, hopefully, to 300 students.
Amen.
So that's exciting. Our first initiative. So be praying for us. We meet before the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 5th. So we need all of your prayers to make that happen. And then we are poised for growth here at the Mountain City Christian Academy. We currently serve K through 12, about 430 students. But next year, we're looking to offer a lot more half-day preschool, offer more AP courses, increase our partnership with homeschoolers, and dual enrollment college opportunities.
Yes.
So just more and more opportunities to create Christ-centered world changers.
Amen. If you are out there and you would like any information about our school, if you want to pour your kids in, or if you would like to help support a student, we're always looking for people to help support students. We're really trying to make sure that our school stays affordable, which is very difficult to do, right?
Yes.
And so we want to make it affordable. So if you are interested, see Dr. Parker. She would love to meet you. Well, let's give her a big hand. Mountain City Life, thank you. I don't know about you, but just so you know, this school transformed my life. If you know my story at all, I could not have made it. I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for our school here at this church. But with that said, our final big dog of the day, Tony Smith. Woo! Tony, when it comes to lighting up Alaska, you are burning the house down.
We're trying.
So we have a lot of big dreams about what our recovery ministry is all about. We talked a little bit about it last year. So talk to me. Tell these guys what's going on in 2023 and what can we look forward to?
In 2023, right now, we're concluding our 25th year ministry.
Amen.
And in 3 weeks, we'll start year 26. But we currently offer 8 different groups for men and women, ranging from drug and alcohol, sexual addiction, anger resolution, grief share, partners in process. We're partnering with Sarah's Laughter. So we got 8 different groups. We're averaging about 47 in attendance right now each week.
Amen.
Other things that's been happening going on is we've had multiple graduates from several of our recovery programs. And one of the blessings that we've had is that these folks, when they graduate from this program, they're staying with us and ministering to other folks.
Amen.
And so we're in the process of trying to grow more and more leaders in the recovery ministry. So that's kind of in a nutshell.
Yeah.
In 2023. Looking forward as a recovery ministry in 2024, One of the great things is we're moving to our own location.
Give them a hand. We have an offsite location. That was one of our big visions.
That's one of the big visions.
We're going to try to do it, and then we're going to be moving, just so you know, to our Durbar location because our school is growing their preschool here. That facility has become available. So that's going to be where our outreach for our recovery ministries is. So that's absolutely awesome.
Amen. And it's been a prayer we've had for about two and a half years. We've been praying for. We got a little painting, a little remodeling to do over there, but it's a great facility. It's going to allow us to expand not only in the evening, but we're going to be able to expand multiple nights at night during the day, reaching out into our community. So that's one of the big things, is moving to the bar location. Also, as a ministry, we're reaching out into our villages. We have some requests about helping them start recovery ministries out into the villages, and so we're really looking forward to that. We're going to be starting some new groups in 2024, divorce care for men and women. We're going to be looking at PTSD for men and women. And we've got others, but they're going to be a little bit farther, bit farther down the road. And we're just excited about what God's going to be doing with recovery ministry.
It's absolutely incredible. And recovery ministry is kind of hand-in-hand with the prison ministry. And prison ministry has just been taken off.
Prison ministry has been exploding. We've, in last year, well, really for a couple of years, but more this past year in 2023, we've been partnering with the Alaska Correctional Ministries, headed up by Brother Rudy Bosley. He's the CEO. We kind of come alongside as a support to his ministry there in the different facilities, jails and prisons in the state of Alaska. But God's been blessing in a real, real special way. This past year, there's been 40 salvations.
Amen. That's
awesome. Through the prison ministry. Through the ministry there of ACM and our prison ministry. But what's really exciting is that ACM was able to get a baptismal pool. And we, so far in 2023, they baptized 17 men. In our Alaska jail situation, and we baptized, I believe it's around five women out at the Highland Prison Center.
Amen, that's awesome.
And so we're expecting to see more of that. I wish I had time. I wish I had the freedom right now. But y'all be praying for Mr. G. I'm going to call him Mr. G. The state calls him the Million Dollar Man. And because DOC has invested a lot of money in Mr. G., but they brought Mr. G to Brother Rudy and Lasso Correctional Ministries. State really couldn't do anything with him. Other states did not want to receive him to try to help him out. And they asked Brother Rudy, he said, will you work with him? And long story short, Mr. G came to know Jesus Christ as Savior.
Amen.
Man, he could barely read. Now he's reading well up over 100 words a minute. This guy preaches the gospel to the DOC people when they come in to visit him. He tells them all, bow your head, we're going to pray, you know. And he just tells me, he said, listen, I was the demoniac of Gadara.
Amen.
But Jesus saved me, and he can do the same thing for you. So.
Amen.
One of these days, we're going to be able to tell you the story.
It's incredible.
We get the permission to do that. We, in 2024, we just started at the end of this year. We are in church services at the Alaska Jail. We just started meeting once a month at the Women's Highland Center. We're going to be out there, both these facilities, once a month. We're going to be expanding into the Palmer Correctional Facility and some others. We are in need of volunteers to come on and help us in these different ministries, different Bible studies. ACM's got two transitional homes, one for men, one for women. We have 20 residents there. They have Bible studies in the evening. ACM during AJ in the TLC unit is about 6 hours daily of college credit. They do theology. They do recovery work. They do discipleship work. And we've had about five graduates out of that program. ACM's had five graduates out of that program. We have the privilege of going down there and teaching a theology course every Tuesday morning for a couple hours with the guys there at AEJ. There's There's so much more.
Yeah, I know.
I've got an iPad full, but I better be quiet.
Yeah, let's just, hey, let's just focus a little bit on this last thing we were just talking about. We're trying to plant churches in every prison in Anchorage, yes, in Alaska, okay? And that's a challenge. But if you guys are learning, want to learn how to preach, or you want to be involved, or on a team, we want you to find Tony, because I promise you, you have a captive audience.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
They cannot leave. So you can get all the practice that you want. And they are begging for the truth.
Yes.
I mean, they're coming voluntarily. You're sharing the gospel with them. They want to hear. The cool thing about the baptism, if you remember, we baptized a mom in the morning and a son in the prison,
exactly,
in the afternoon. I mean, God is doing amazing things in all that we're doing with our Light Up Alaska.
Amen.
It's absolutely thrilling. Tony, as you know, Tony is not Santa Claus today. And
yeah.
Tony is going through his second bout of cancer and treatment, and so we want you to be praying for him. As a matter of fact, we're going to give him a prayer right now as a church. So if you would bow your head, let's pray for Tony. Father, I just thank you for this great man of God. Lord, I know that he loves you with his whole heart, and everything about him is about you. Lord, I pray that you would just give him a few more years. Lord, just give him some years so that he might continue to grow our recovery ministry, our prison ministry, because he has a heart for the lost, a heart for those who are hurting and in need. And Father, we as a church, we are here with him, we are for him, and we are just praying that God, you would plant a miracle in his life in this moment. In Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Tony.
Pastor Ron, one thing.
Oh,
I want
one
to,
more thing. That's what my grandma says.
Yeah. I just want you to know, how much I've appreciated what you've done for me and my wife during this battle, during this journey. And all you folks that have been praying for us, don't know how it's going to end, but I know that God never fails.
Amen.
He's got a reason, and he's got a purpose for everything he does. But thank you. Thank you for what you do personally and what this church has done for us. I'll never forget it. Thank you.
Amen. I love you, bud. I'll tell you what. He's a good, good man. Amen, amen, Tony. You know, 2023 has been an exciting time. It's been challenging. We've been learning things. We've been doing things. But 2024 is here. You guys are not so excited. 2024 is here. That's when we're going to do laser shooting and flying cars and trans-teleporting and all that kind of stuff. It's not here yet, but that's okay. We're excited because we know this, that we're going to transform the world. We're going to start here in Anchorage and go to Alaska. What are we going to do? We're going to bring the salt, light, and love of Christ. We're going to develop Christ-centered world changers who make a big deal about following Jesus. And this is our challenge to you. We want you to consider what it means for you to be a part of what we're doing. And so out in the lobby, as you leave today, you're going to have a chance to see all the ministries, many of the groups, not all of them, many of the ministries that we have here. You can sign. If one of them has made an impact in your life, I would pray that you would write a thank you card. There's little thank you cards on every table. You can thank the volunteers for being a part of your life or your kid's life. And you can also ask questions to get involved, because that's what it's all about. We're here for each other. We're here to be the salt and light to all of Alaska, and in doing so, we're going to be starting our 21 days of prayer and fasting. In 2024, I want you to know something. Nothing happens aside from prayer. Nothing happens aside from us on our knees asking God, what would you have us do this year? What is it? Whose life is going to be transformed? I hear these stories, and I think lives are eternally transformed because of you. Think about that for just a moment. Lives are eternally transformed. Not just one life, but their kid's life and their kid's life. You have no idea the impact that you make every single week here at this church. This is what we're about. Transforming lives with the gospel. It is such an exciting journey, and we're asking you to join in. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Be a part of something great. God's just begging to use you. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Is your heart right? Have you humbled yourself? Do you know that God has called you and given you a gift beyond measure that only you can use here at this church? So we hope in 2024 you will use your gift. If you're here today and you're like, what is going on at this church? That is not the normal service. You are correct. But if you're here today and you got invited by a friend, or maybe you just walked through the doors and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you don't know why we're so excited, you don't know what is happening, who is this Jesus? I want you to know something. That the Jesus that we worship is the creator of the universe. He created everything you see. In the beginning, God created man, and man rejected God. All of us know we're in need of reconciliation to God. We live a sin-filled life, totally about ourselves. And so this Jesus that we celebrate, that we talk about, is the one we've placed our faith in. If you're here today and you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ, the one who came and lived a perfect life and died for your sin and my sin so that we could be reconciled to him in heaven for eternity, that's the Jesus we're talking about. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that he is risen from the dead, we shall be saved. Amen. It's not because of works. It's not from being good. It's about placing your faith in the work that Jesus did for you because he loves you. So if you're here today and you've never given your life to Jesus, pray a simple prayer. Ask Jesus to come into your life, transform you, repent of your sins, make him Lord. Say, I want to follow you. And he promises he'll come into your heart and he'll radically transform your life.